4, Yankee Charlie India radio check.
For Yankee Charlie India, this is KO4 HKX.
I never had tried this either. Just wanted to see if I could bounce off of it and get anybody.
You're pretty scratchy, so you can tell you must be on a HT. And good to talk to you. This is Patrick on this end.
Bill on this end.
I thought that was you. I listen to your radio show every day. So good to hear you on the repeater.
Not going to be there for the next week or so, but I'll be back on the night. First vacation since my 34-year-old son was born.
Listen, yeah, I heard that today. I'll miss you next week, but Heidi's filling in for you, is she not?
Pretty good.
Always enjoy her show when she's filling in for you or Tara or Charlie. So good to hear you. And I appreciate you do a really good job on the radio.
Sir, I'm just having fun. I'm just having a good old time here.
Finally meet you on the air. I knew you got your license a while back. And so it's good to hear you on the air finally.
I guess I'm spending my time on Caesar's Head. Normally I'm on the Cat Cross one with the Cherokee Guardian. They work during the day, and the next week I'm going to not be bouncing around trying to see who, where.
Well, you're making the figure, like I said, you're a little scratchy, so it's a little hard to pull you out of sometimes, but if you talk slow, most people will be able to understand you just fine.
Probably go upstairs and get off my 50 watt and cruise around on it. I just got this 8 watt G-Tech handheld I want to try out.
Well, I've got you. I'm up here in Penrose outside of Brevard in North Carolina, and I got my cross bend repeat set up because I can't make it in on an HT either, so. That way I can wander around and still be able to listen to the repeater and come back when I need to.
I was talking today about the Amish houses that got built, and yet nobody on the text line who's in Western North Carolina seems to know where these actually were.
I know, but during the storm, I was the net controller for this repeater, and I was working with Anchor Baptist Church, and I know Pastor Barton is doing everything he can on his end to make that happen with the Amish houses. So I do know that, and if he sets his mind to it, it usually happens. He's the local VOAD for Western North Carolina. So he does a lot of good work up here.
When I've heard of him, I was trying to direct people to go to Anchor Baptist Church. I might be saying it was an easier place to get to drop kids off, and it was easier for people coming from wherever their house got tore up to come to Anchor Baptist Church. So is that still an up and running operation?
Yes, sir. That is still an up and running operation, and I know you were friends with Kim. She was there. She actually passed your telephone number along to me. So if you don't mind, I'll shoot you a text, and that way I can see you in a little more detail about what's going on.
I do not mind, please. And when you do it, please send me your call sign again so I can write it down. I'm downstairs. I didn't really expect it to work down here. When I'm up in my studio, that's like Goldilocks down here. This is cold forest down here.
I didn't know if your studio was at your house or if you were actually driving into the studio. So, but I will shoot you a text here in just a few minutes. And if you ever have any question about what's going on, I will do my best to find out for you.
Yeah, I want to keep the people of Western North Carolina in front of the because there's not a lot changed since day one. Everything's still tore up, I'm sure. I want to point people on the position they got from that. So I would really appreciate the help.
Trying to keep tabs on it. I run a tour out down in Greenville, so that's why I listen to you all day, the radio station all day long. And I live within 4 miles of Anchor Baptist Church up here, and I've got direct contact with them anytime we have a question.
Send me that text, send me your name, send me any other point of contact, and if you don't mind being one of my people on the ground, I will certainly
see you live,
sir.
Hey, Bill. Thank you for everything you do for us. And I hope you thoroughly enjoy your vacation. You've earned it. And I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. But I'll let you get back to what you were doing. But good to hear you on here. And come back often. If you're available around 9 o'clock, I know it's probably a little late for you, but at 9 o'clock we have a net on here every night. So it'd be good to hear you check in over there.
I will do that.
YCI, this is KO4 HKX. I'll be clear. 732.